Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. WBQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WBQC LP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WBQC LP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man, and featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WBQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
WBQC 95.7 is online at WBQC.org. Hemp Rock is online at HempRock.com. The Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people.
I'd like to get a bag of pot for Christmas. Instead of underwear or Christmas sweets, what I'd like to see underneath my Christmas tree, I'd like to get a bag of pot for Christmas. And if I get a bag of pot for Christmas, then no Grinch could ever bother me. I'll sit happy with my kin and a big old silly grin. I'd like to get a bag of pot for Christmas. Big butt, small butt, stinky ones, fresh, green, sticky, sweet. I don't care what kind they are, they'll be my Christmas treat. I'd like to get a bag of pot for Christmas. Me and Santa Claus could burn one down. I'm sure we'd get along, we'd all sing Bob Marley songs. I'd like to get a bag of pot for Christmas. And if I get a bag of pot for Christmas, get the munchies and eat everything in sight, I'll swell up like a hog, eating turkey and eggnog. I'd like to get a bag of pot for Christmas. Big butt, small butt, stinky ones, fresh, green, sticky, sweet. I don't care what kind they are, it'll be my Christmas treat. I'd like to get a bag of pot for Christmas. I'd roll a festive joint and pass it round. We'd all get good and baked, eating Grammy's rum fruitcake. I'd like to get a bag of pot for Christmas. I'm wishing for a bag of pot for Christmas. Instead of something I don't really need, what I'd like to see underneath my Christmas tree, I'd like to get a bag of pot for Christmas. Big butt, small butt, stinky ones, fresh, green, sticky, sweet. I don't care what kind they are, they'll be my Christmas.
feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, even if we got no golly smoke. Everyone's smiling, marijuana leaking high on Christmas Eve.
Hey, this shit's working, man. Hey, who's that over there? The little baby Jesus? What the hell does he want? You want a tree, man? Hey, Jesus.
WVQC, People Powered Radio. WVQC LP Cincinnati.
We can rebuild him. We have the technology.
95.7 FM.
Better. Stronger. Faster.
All right. Listening to Hemp Rock Radio here with the Burn Man and Mima Goop and Hempersane here today. She ain't feeling real good. I think she's been eating Christmas cookies.
The good ones.
Yeah.
Today we're going to send all of our positive thoughts and energy out to Lynn, who's resting at home, hoping she feels better. We're going to be going over a couple of articles and talking with our friend Casey from Cannabis Village up in Columbus, getting a Cashy Hyde update, and listening to tons of music. Casey, are you there?
I think we lost him.
We lost him.
Casey,
we'll get him back up.
Oh,
I just got a text from him, says, hang up. It's busy now. No, the phone's not busy, so give us a call back in if you can. Okay, so we'll just move on to our first article that I know Casey's going to want to talk about. The feds to grant exclusive cannabinoids license to PharmaFirm. This is from Toke of the Town on Friday, December 16th, written by Steve Elliott. The U.S. federal government's Department of Health and Human Services seems about ready to award exclusive rights to apply marijuana as a medical therapeutic. You read that correctly, exclusive rights. Now, I don't think of myself as a conspiracy theorist. On the other hand, I do. But when the federal government keeps taking actions that, even when considered separately, but especially when viewed together, all seem to be part of a bigger plan to pave the way for a pharmaceutical industry to bulldoze the cottage medical marijuana industry, I start getting antsy. We find it hypocritical and incredible that on one hand, the U.S. Department of Justice is prosecuting cannabis patient associations, asserting that the federal government regards marijuana as having absolutely no medical value, despite the overwhelming clinical evidence, said the Union of the Medical Marijuana Patients Director James Shaw. On the other hand, the Department of Health and Human Services is planning to grant patients rights with possible worldwide applications to develop medicine based on cannabis. Through UMMP welcomes potential new research that could come from Cannaleaf Science, Science's federal endorsement, it is highly disconcerting that the contemplative grant is an exclusive one, the organization posted on its website. It is a grave injustice that patient associations in California are now facing a coordinated and comprehensive attack by the DOJ. While one pharmaceutical company in New York stands to profit tremendously from the monopolizing of medical cannabis thanks to the Health and Human Services, UMMP posted, you may recall that Toga That Town columnist Rick Marziak pointed out that the U.S. federal government a few years back took out patents on cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants. Even while officially denying that cannabis had any medical value. Well, turns out they weren't just holding on to that patent for the fun of it. The latest piece of the puzzle to fall into place is the announcement last month in the Federal Register. After years of inactions, it seems that there are contemplating the grant of an exclusive patent license to practice the invention embodied in the U.S. patent to the company called Canna Life Sciences, Inc., which has offices in New York. According to Shaw, it makes no sense for the government to provide U.S. patent 6630507, which the government owns, to a single company with exclusive rights. Shaw urged medical marijuana patient associations and patients using cannabis for medical reasons to protest this giveaway to one pharmaceutical firm. Who exactly is this Canna Life Sciences based at Tradewind Drive in Bayville, New York? On their Facebook page, which they proudly share a link to the Federal Registry notice, but as yet haven't responded to this question posted 14 hours ago from a Facebook user. You guys get exclusive rights to a USD government patent on medical marijuana as they put CA and company dispensaries out of business. Nor to a posted comment, if your company is a society, is as societally responsible as you claim to be, you will answer this. The founder of Canna Life Sciences is one Thomas Kinkas, I think, according to Angel List, who apparently also founded Invent Lab and something called Avi Entertainment. The owner, a designer, filmmaker, and entrepreneur, co-produced the film Alps, by Oscar-nominated director Yorgi, not even going to attempt to pronounce it because I'm going to murder it, and was executive producer of It's a Disaster. According to the LinkedIn profile of CEO Dean Petkus, Canna Life Sciences is a socially responsible developmental stage phytomedical biopharmaceutical company that specializes in research, development, and packaging of pharmacological products derived from botanical sources, including cannabis. Canna Life plans for generating revenue from growth and is intended to come from Cannabilize proprietary branding, POS, and packaging systems for the medical cannabis industry. Canna Life's brand antioxidant and recovery skin care ointments and creams, the development, marketing, and sale of Canna Life biopharmaceuticals and phytopharmaceutical products derived from cannabis for the treatment of patients suffering from neurodegenerative, neurotoxic, and oxidative stress related to disease and disorder. The company's focus on products development was born from the beckoning market of the U.S. in the use of traditional healthcare models of treatments utilizing medical marijuana and other AIP found in genus of the cannabis. Canna Life intends to profit from the acquisition, development, marketing, and sales of photo medicinal drugs and products derived from cannabinoids compounds as art and parcel to the company's drug development plan. The disease indications to which the company intends to target for the development of its products are centered on the patients suffering from diseases with neurodegenerative and neurotoxic profiles. In addition, the company has developed a unique blue ocean approach to participating in the fast-growing multimillion-dollar medical marijuana industry in establishing a gold standard in QA for delivering a consistent, reliable product to the consumer for dispensing medical marijuana in hermetically sealed packaging. The prospective exclusive licensing territory may be worldwide and field of use may be limited to the development and sale of cannabinoids based on therapeutic and antioxidant and therapeutic products for the use as delivered in humans for the treatment of diseases as claimed in the licensing patent right. Okay, the article goes on for four more pages. I think you get the gist of it now. But to me, awarding exclusive rights to one pharmaceutical company is so far out of line that I'm ashamed of our government. Well, that's not the first time I'm ashamed of our government. And by the way, my views are only my views and are not endorsed by Hemp Rock Radio or the station. So just to clear that up, so if anybody gets mad at me for saying what I'm saying, don't call Lynn. She has no control over me right now. She may tomorrow, but not today. So these are my own views. So, Chuck, what do you think about having exclusive rights sent to one company?
I don't know. I'm not really sure how I feel about that.
Well, it could help getting cannabis rescheduled to a Class 2 drug instead of a Class 1, Schedule 1. But if that's the only company that can do it, I'm afraid what they're going to do to the cannabis.
Oh, yeah, well, they have control of it then.
Yeah, they could pump it all full of all sorts of chemicals. I prefer my cannabis to be organic.
I just go grow my own in the yard.
Yeah, but
I don't really need them.
But it would still be illegal.
Doesn't bother me anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me either. Before we came on to the radio, the song was on All I Want for Christmas is a Bag of Weed.
Yeah.
So anybody out there listening that is scouring their thoughts for a gift for me for Christmas, that's my Christmas wish. But make it good weed.
Yeah, it was Bag of Pot for Christmas.
Oh, sorry, Bag of Pot. And did I hear Tommy Chong on there?
No, I didn't hear him. That was by the Green Outlaws.
Oh, it sounded like, sort of like Tommy in the background. I could have been wrong.
And then there was Blunt, Smoke It Up.
I'll take one of those for Christmas,
too.
Smoke
Up That Christmas Tree.
Yeah. On this article that I was just reading to you, they're having public hearings, and they're taking public comments until the end of today. So everybody out there listening, get on your computers, and you can send your rebuttal to Miss... I lost her name. It's not on here. Her email address is tongb@mail.nih.gov. She's the licensing and patenting manager for the National Institute of Health, or her fax number is 301-402-0220. So please go online to Toke of the Town and look up that article and read the whole thing. It says feds to grant exclusive cannabinoid license to the pharma firm. It was posted by Steve Elliott on December 16th, and you can find that at Toke of the Town. And on there, it also has the contact information at the end of the article in case you didn't get it, weren't fast enough to write it down when I gave it to you. So you can send her your comments. I sent mine late last night, 2 pages worth. Her name is Betty Tong. She's a PhD. So please send in your comments. Good, bad, indifferent. Your opinion's your opinion. So let her know it. Because we need to protect our rights, not just the pharmaceutical big companies that the government's protecting. My personal opinion, that's why cannabis is still illegal, is because the big businesses are putting money into keeping it illegal. And if you'd like to comment on this, please give us a call at 513-564-9600. And we'd be glad to talk to you. Phones on the hook and ready for calls. At least I think it is. So, Christmas is 6 days away. We hope you have all your shopping done. If not, please go early in the morning when the crowds are less, or late at night when the crowds are less. Out where I live, the traffic is so bad, after 5 o'clock, I don't even go into town. Traffic is just too bad. People are cutting you off, doing all sorts of weird things driving. Decide they want to make a left from a right-hand lane, so watch out for other traffic. Just seeing what's going on here in the station or in the studio. Getting ready to come up with a new song, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But there is additional to the article that I just read. There is another article on the same thing, but it goes into more detail. It's the U.S. government licensed patent for medical marijuana. It is from expertclick.com, posted on Thursday, December 15th. Again, that was expertclick.com. The Union of Medical Marijuana Patients, they're based out in California, by the way, has just discovered that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is about to award an exclusive license to Canna Life Sciences, Inc. of New York to develop medical therapeutic based on the chemistry of cannabis. According to the notice in the Federal Registry, public comments are being accepted through Monday, December 19th. Hint, that's tonight. We find it hypocritical and incredible on one hand that the U.S. Department of Justice is persecuting medical cannabis patient associations, asserting that the federal government regards marijuana as having absolutely no medical value despite overwhelming clinical evidence, said Union Director James Shaw. On the other hand, the Department of Health and Human Services is planning to grant a patent rights with possible worldwide applications to develop medicines based on cannabis. While the union applauds the U.S. government's effort in in researching the medical value of cannabis, Shaw said, they should have affirmatively rescheduled cannabis when they discovered that it had medical efficacy, and of course it makes no sense for the government to provide the patent, which the government owns, to a single company with exclusive rights. He urges medical cannabis patient associations and patients using marijuana for medical reasons to protest this giveaway to one pharmaceutical firm. Comments need to be submitted in writing by today to Betty B. Tong, Senior Licensing and Patenting Manager, Office of Technology Transfer, National Institute of Health, 6011 Executive Boulevard, Suite 235, Rockville, Maryland, 20852-3804. Again, the fax number is 301-402-0220, or email tongb, as in boy, at mail.nih.gov. And I think we're going to go to a song now.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. We'll be back with you in a... Okay. See you back in a few minutes.
Let's get blazed for the holidays and jingle bells with our eyes ablaze. merrily caroling, waiting for Santa to show. Every eye twinkling, hoping that he's gonna bring the stuff he's growing at the North Pole. We've been extra good this year to get on Santa's list, 'cause there's a secret stash in his goodie bag, and we found out what it is. It's red and green like a Christmas tree, and all wrapped up in twine. It's sticky sweet, and I do believe it smells like naughty pine. So let's get blazed for the holidays, and jingle bells with our eyes aglaze, merrily caroling, waiting for Santa to show. Every eye twinkling, hoping that he's gonna bring the stuff he's growing at the North Pole. On the countertop and sugar cookies by his glass, a note thanking him for everything he brought us in the past. 'Cause each year when he appears, we hope he has what we need. There's Christmas cheer both far and near when Santa brings the wacky weed. Let's get blazed for the holiday, and jingle bells with our eyes aglaze, merrily caroling, waiting for Santa to show. Ho, ho, ho. Every eye twinkling, hoping that he's gonna bring the stuff he's growing at the North Pole. Every eye twinkling, Santa, you just got to bring the stuff you're growing at the North Pole.
I just want to look in Santa's bag. Just want to look and see what he has. Cool. Cookies. Somebody's getting the bong. Papers. Ooh, there's the weed. New York City. So I could smell it my way. Looks like Santa's favorite. Smells like a hit on it every day. Just wanna look in Santa's bag. Just wanna look and see what it has. In Santa's bag. Just wanna look and see what it has. In Santa's bag. Just wanna look and see what it has. Just wanna look in Santa's bag. Just wanna look and see what he has. Ariane's Haze 1, Ariane's Haze 2, Ariane's Haze 3. Huh. Amnesia Haze, Neville's Haze. How hazy am I gonna be? Big, big, lava jelly house. I knew that I'd be a part of this past. A coyote from Hawaii, I ain't no lie. Santa high, and I'm gonna try. I just wanna look inside Santa's bag. Just wanna look and see what he had. Just wanna look in Santa's bag.
Yeah.
Oh my god, check it out. Vaporizer, a pollinator, mini matches, what the hell? Oh, I love the dumb green. I did naughty, I did bad, I did sugar and spice. I did rowdy and I did mad, and I did everything twice. So check me off of your check-in list. Yo, you wanna check something? Check this. I just wanna look in Santa's bag. I just wanna look and see what he had.
I just wanna look in Santa's bag. Just wanna look and see what he had. Just wanna look in Santa's bag. Just wanna look and see what he had.
Oh go. Santa's got it going on. Oh yeah, I knew that is. That'd be in here.
New York City diesel, I could smell it a mile away. Looks like Santa's favorite. Smells like he hits on it every day.
Ariane's Main Street, Bokeh haze, a magical haze, Amnesia haze, Devil's haze, Ballet Confidential, MK Ultra, Sensi Star, Caramella cream, Cushish, Meatless Martian, Blue Nelson.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. We envision new drug policies grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because it fosters debate on drug policy.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Because whether you use drugs or not, you deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I'm a scientist.
Because the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
We believe the war on drugs is really a war on people.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I want my children to receive honest drug education.
Because it's time to step out of our comfort zone and begin to tell the truth about drugs and our failed drug policies.
Because the war on drugs is a war on people of color.
The Drug Policy Alliance promotes harm reduction.
Because the drug problem is a health problem, not a criminal problem.
We promote new solutions to reduce the harms of both drug use and drug prohibition.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because so many people are incarcerated.
I know. I spent 12 years in prison because of a first-time nonviolent drug offense.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the drug war
is not the war on drugs, it's
the war on people. I'm Tony Papa.
I'm George Soros.
I'm Sting, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I'm Laurice Harvey.
I am Dr. Mathilde Krim.
I'm Elizabeth Sarnoff.
I'm Montel Waters. And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. Online at drugpolicy.org. Please join us.
Hi, I'm the Burn Man, and this is Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM and WBQC.org, the voice of the Queen City. Okay, and we're back.
Yeah, we're back. We have Chuck rolling up the pot today. I'm Susan, a.k.a. Meemaw Gop. And hopefully on the phone we have Casey from Cannabis Village to give us a Cashy Hyde update. Casey, are you there?
I'm right here.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Yes, I can. How's that?
That's a lot better.
That's better? Okay. Hey, how you doing, Burman?
I'm doing pretty good. Staying high.
Yeah, y'all have me cracking up in that studio right now.
Wish you were here. It's much more fun in here.
I would love being there, trust me.
So, do you got a cashy update for me?
Well, yeah, I got a few. Let's see where we start at. Right now, the family is in the middle of getting cash radiation treatment. I've kind of lost track. I want to say they were supposed to be on day 11, but what happened was a few days ago, last week sometime actually, Cash ended up getting a fever in the middle of the night, and the doctors wanted him to be placed right back into the hospital, because before when he was getting his treatment, he was on outpatient, now he's inpatient again, and what has been going on is he had a blood infection, I have a feeling that was because of the port that was placed into his chest for feeding. He had an ape for a couple days, and the port began to the area around the port became very red. So what they had to do was they had to send him back into surgery to have the port taken out. And it looks like that may have been what caused the blood infection. Now that the port is out, I do believe a couple of his blood tests have come back negative for the infection. Mike tried to call me last night. Unfortunately, he's at the exact same time I had to take a nap. So I have not received yesterday's updates. But if anybody's on Facebook, you can stay very much in contact with Callie. Her and Mike have a blog up for Cash now that they're continuously giving us updates.
Good. I did see on Facebook yesterday that he was up getting some play time in.
Yes, yes. We have posted quite a few pictures now of him smiling and just carrying on. It's remarkable what he goes through right now. I just put a video up of them actually cleaning the wound in his chest. The wound in his chest is the size of a golf ball. And if anyone has ever been around an open wound, you know what they look like. You know how serious it is to have this. And it's almost as if it doesn't bother him until someone's messing with it. And you can see that quite clearly in the video that even though he's in pain and they're cleaning it, it is definitely the fact that they're messing with the period that has him reacting to it. The good news I like to share with people is, unfortunately, with my good news comes bad news. Right now, this is the first time they've had to share a room with anyone, and they're sharing it with a 14-year-old patient who's in there. She is also suffering from cancer. She is in tremendous amounts of pain. And she just woke up, I want to say, about 4 in the morning, screaming in pain, and the nurses had to come in and give her a lot of pain medication. Cash, on the other hand, seems to be handling his pain quite well. That's what I was saying about the pictures. You can see him smiling. He's very playful. And this is pretty much all due to the cannabis oil treatment that he is still receiving, because his pain tolerance is a lot more manageable than the 14-year-old's. And again, he's only 3 years old. So it's once again, it's a miracle, even though the cannabis has not totally destroyed the cancer, it helps to maintain a 3-year-old child.
And with Cashy being so young, they can't say it's the placebo effect, because Cashy knows nothing about it.
Yeah, he has no idea about it at all. Again, I'm not even sure that he fully understands what happens when he's in the pain that he's in while they're cleaning it. So for him to actually react to the medications and to see what effects they have on his body versus the cannabis oil, you know that this is real. It's very much true what's going on with him. You can see the different type of reactions to when they actually have to sedate him and we watch him pass out, to when he can sit there and play and smile and giggle, and knowing that the only reason he's not in pain and the only reason he's not passed out is because of cannabis oil.
Yeah, I know a lot of adults that take it for pain management, and a lot of people and their family and friends say that it's helping with their pain just because of the placebo effect, and Cashy's a perfect example of that it is real. So I want to thank you for that update. We're going to go to a song now, and then we'll be back shortly. Thanks, Casey. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Susan.
Appliance. I want a vaporizer. science, so I can get stoned with science.
St. Cloud, you gotta show me how this thing works, man.
Well, you see, Dunlap, vaporizers work by gently heating marijuana so that the active components, THC, CBN, CBD, are released without the use of flame or smoke. Instead, when heated within a temperature range of 180 to 200 Celsius, the pharmacologically active compounds are released in a potent thin vapor.
Vaporizer for Christmas. It's healthier than smoking. I want a vaporizer for Christmas. It's pure THC, I'm a toking. I won't need no pipes or no bongs or no papers. Getting high has advanced to where now it's just vapors. Forget your one-hitters. Throw out your roach clips and suck some technology right between your damn lips.
Hey, Santa, get you a hit of this.
Oh, I shouldn't.
I one hit won't hurt you, no. Oh,
I really shouldn't.
Oh, I got you. You don't want the little kids to see Santa blaze.
Oh, no, it's not that. The children are generally asleep by the time I arrive.
Well, come on, then. It's really good stuff. It'll calm your nerves. You're thinking about it now, ain't you?
It's not a good idea.
What, you think you too good to smoke with me?
Oh, no.
You think you're better than me?
No, I don't.
Are you judging me, Santa Claus?
No, that's not... Maybe I am being rude.
Hey, if you want none of this, it's more for me.
No, it's not that. It's just... You are really twisting Santa's arm here.
Well, come on, then. Shit.
Well, now... Oh, yeah. Hi.
I got a vaporizer for Christmas. Santa did his good deed. I got a vaporizer for Christmas.
Now I gotta find more weed.
More weed. More weed. More weed.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers the simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Spark it up!
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on WBQC-LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. Please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM WVQC-LP Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Coming up next on WVQC-LP is Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood.
WVQC, people-powered radio.